The one second can I pause. You want to know something which I have not heard?
Yes, however, touching things, not touching, we take the original quality. Krishna, the Bhagavad Gita, or Pandiji. Find out the verse. Aham sarvasya prabhava bhakta sarvam pravartate. Just like in this orange, there is water. Very nice, tasteful. How it generate? Aham sarvasya prabhava bhakta sarvam pravartate. Iti matya bhajante man buddha bhava samanita.
I am the source of all spiritual and material worlds. Everything emanates from me. The wise who know this perfectly engage in my devotional service and worship me with all their hearts.
Please. What is it? Stand in time, please. What is your opinion upon this?
It is not for me to speak.
So that's it. He's a little humble. So you can take it from the Bhagavad Gita. The God is the origin of everything. Hot water, yeah. Come on. You can eat?
Yes.
Take one. Come on. Yes. Come on. Thank you. How old is 1 year?
1 year.
That's right. You have got tea?
Two.
God is the source of everything. The vast water has come from the body of God. Just like from your body, a little quantity of water comes out, but really, there is none. So, we are limited. So, 1 ounce, 2 ounce we can produce. But God is unlimited. He can produce by perspiration millions of oceans. This is our understanding. God is unlimited. We are limited. We are also producing so many things through our body. Similarly, God is unlimited. His body has got unlimited potential. So everything comes from the body of God. This is our simple understanding. God is the origin of everything. Aham sarvasya prabhava makta sarvam prabhat. Iti matya bhajan seman buddha bhava sam. One who understands this philosophy, he becomes a devotee. Buddha, he is in full knowledge.
So bitter. I was just still green. That day, red. Yes. September, you know, if you want to conclude it.
Because no, that's not what I think. Another gentleman was to come here.
Yeah, there's one man coming later.
Where?
He's expected in about 5 minutes.
Oh.
Sri Baba, I want to ask you that in your lectures you continue to speak of the 10 samskaras that children should have.
But that is not possible. That is not possible. One samskar that initiates one samskar and many samskar, 2-3 samskar can be done. Not with 10. It's not easy. Now, circumstances will not allow. Then do it.
One thing that Malcolm and I were talking about before was that he was lamenting that our educational system nowadays in the West, material education, practically spoils the child to understand spiritual life.
Why in the West? Everywhere.
More in the West because the child is more constrained in his knowledge.
Yes. This whole defecting that we are missing the core of man. Therefore, we do not know how to conduct this thing to the goal of man. At the present moment, they have been feeling that this is the goal of life.
They seem affected by a waste number. But there are too many.
The goal is one.
No, people.
People do not know before. That is the defect on our civilization. not matter. That is the defect of material existence.
But a number of people over a certain time make a go by the number of people.
And the number of people send a certain way?
No, the number of people make the goal, not of them, but of the number.
When mass opinion actually forms society.
Not mass opinion, not the involvement of the people, but the number.
There are millions and trillions.
By unanimous opinion.
Huh?
By unanimous pursuit of some goal, that becomes the common goal.
Huh.
Fashion.
No, that's right.
That when a number of people become beyond a certain size, that in order for that size to maintain, there becomes a code of written law whose existence is to preserve the number, and it becomes the goal of the people, and it is the goal of number and not of the people, and the people aren't seen.
The people are numberless. Therefore, the goal should be numberless. People are numberless, we cannot count. It's not fair. Therefore, the goal should be also numberless.
The amount of people in the world has nothing to do with the form of education. It's simply for example, if everyone in the world was Christian conscious, then where would there be a question of overpopulation? Because there would be harmony throughout society, because the center is that of the Christians. Unfortunately, due to the overpopulation, we have so many different goals, different interests, and therefore this continual clash. So there's nothing against overpopulation as long as people are raised in Christian consciousness.
Is overpopulation then a more important problem?
For example, even in animal society, there's more animals, there's more insects, there's more birds than human society. But there's no question, they have no starvation, they have no nuclear warfare, because they live as Krishna has meant them to be. As their karma dictates. But in our situation, we are meant to understand Krishna. This is the goal of human life, is to use our developed consciousness to serve God. But unfortunately, simply misuse this for selfish morals. Therefore, there is, we have descended lower to lower than animals. Therefore, we have not even the simple harmony that animal life has. Therefore, we have mass warfare, therefore, we have greed, economic distress, and pollution. All these things are causing because we have not used our human life to understand Krishna.
That's
what you're saying. The generated people are interested. They grow up and the goals of life are forced to understand. And actually, there is not. That is, the real goal is still anything.
They would say, yes, but there is the number is too many.
The number of goals?
No, the number of people to support a system of return.
Returning to the real world.
To the real world. They feel pressed into supporting the number system.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's
due to the large number of people, it is possible to return all of these people to the real goal.
Oh, yes. There is medicine for certain disease. In that particular disease, the prescribed medicine is given. Then the disease will be cured. Medical science, they have discovered medicine for such kind of disease. The diseased man takes that medicine particular, then he will cure. Similarly, if people take what is the actual goal of life by philosophy and logic, then the goal of life will be wanted. He must agree to take it, just like the diseased man must agree to take the medicine. Then he's cured.
If a man reaches his maturity of years and he leaves a Western school and he hears the words which say, know thyself, may he reject his family ties?
No, there is no question of rejecting or accepting to understand the goal of life. The goal of life is meant for everyone. Maybe a family man or without family, it doesn't matter. That's right, eating. Eating is for everyone. It doesn't matter whether he's a family man or not family. It is his essential. Similarly, the goal of life is also essential to know. For everyone. It doesn't matter whether he's family man or not family. It doesn't matter.
It's the medicine in the seeking. The medicine in the seeking.
Yes, come on seeking. But the medicine is there.
He's looking for the medicine, part of the medicine.
Yeah. There's no necessity of looking for it. The medicine is already there. Goal of life. So we have to take information from opposite. What is the goal of life? Just like this child. The child, he knows that my father is goal of life or my mother is goal of life. He may walk all over the room, but he knows that ultimately my father is goal. Similarly, our goal of life is the supreme power. Now, in this time, he is taken away from this room. He will cry. He will not be able to express that he wants the goal of his life, his father. He will simply cry. Meet him. Similarly, our goal of life is the supreme power. But because we are meeting, we are crying. Yes. Throughout the universe, throughout the creation. Yes, simply trying. This is called struggle for existence. But the real goal of life is there is fire. Don't allow it to go. There is fire. Now, he doesn't remain there. He comes to the mother. The goal of life. Similarly, we have got our goal of life, the supreme power. We are missing that. Simply, one has to know that this is our goal of life. We are searching in vain and so many other goals. Nothing evils have to think in Vishnu. The goal of life is the supreme law of Vishnu. Durasayadi Bodhidattamad. They have missed the goal of life on account of their propensity to become happy within this material. That is the missing part. He cannot be happy without reaching. The same example, this child cannot be happy without being in the association of the path. If this child is taken away and is given thanks for he'll cry. Because the goal of life is missing. Similarly, we are missing the goal of life. Therefore, we are not satisfied in any way in the Krishna. The Bhagavad says, nothing we do after the difference. The struggle for existence is going on because they do not know that the goal of life is God, Krishna, Vishnu.
The child is taken from the parents. He will cry. But he will stop. But he will stop when he is aroused.
Against that.
When time and years pass, he will forget.
Yes. And that forgetfulness is forced. He's not happy.
If he was then when he is a grown person, recapture or re-feel the link to his reason for being, he must go back in his experience or thought to the point at which he cried, to feel again the feeling of being lost. Now, the Western view seem to have been forced to accept their position, and the position that they have accepted gives them no freedom to go back and find the point at which they felt the experience of the thing they had lost. So in their minds they would say, there is something missing. There is no God. But there is a God. Yet I am fighting with my mind. And then they know through the search that it is only through going back through their own years of experience to the point at which they had lost, that they will find it. But for the Westerner, it clashes with his total Western heritage, the thing imposed upon him by the senses, which is that he may not isolate himself from the community in order to go down. And young people cannot move because this point holds them.
No, the young people, they're moving. They're coming to Krishna consciousness. There is no check because they're all standing quiet. There is a check. Just like they are all European Americans. So how they are coming to Krishna? It doesn't matter whether they are Western, Eastern, natural propensity in his head, I don't need some rest. But it doesn't matter. That is not impediment. Anywhere the science is, just like your physical science, it is himself full, that is the rest and the least. In the, for the ease, there cannot be a different physical science. The same science can be taught in the East and the West.
And the same
any science does not depend on East and Western strength. Science is science.
Yes, I took my time because of educational which.
No, education is defined. Education may be wrong or right. But science is always a fact. 2 + 2 = 4. That is equally good in East and West. Not that in the Western countries 2 + 2 will be 5. So similarly, any scientific knowledge, it does not depend on Eastern Western strength. It is good for everyone. Similarly, to understand the science of God, it does not depend on the Western culture or Eastern culture. One must be serious to understand. That is equally available. Or he could be up to the I see that impediment progress in the science of God cannot. Up to the other. Without any shaking. That means we are experiencing the Krishna consciousness. It's not said very much. We are not branches all over the world. Any country, there is no language difficult. Wherever you chant Hare Krishna, you join Hare Krishna. There is no checking. Even Africa, they are chanting Hare Krishna. Even this child is chant. They clap, you see, that the small child is, I think, he was hit once, oh. So there is no shame. For spiritual understanding, there is no shame. The child, six months old child, gladly, that means he is joined. And this is then. He is not sophisticated. His new child, but automatically. So there is no change.
If the science is available to everyone without impediment, then there must be the proper teacher, isn't it? There must be a teacher of the science.
Yeah.
Working in there. Then the difficulty here. There's no teachers still.
Now everyone gives his own opinion. Everyone is there. He's not there to say that he's speaking right, Sanjeevan. It is mine. Jarvai and Jinkan. He's there. In my opinion, it is. I see he's speaking like that. There's so many people. And there are so many of them.
How do we know then what is the real fact? How do we know what is the real fact?
They are good. Who knows it? Buddha-shanti-tad-jnanam-jnani-na-tat-tosi. Find out that? That is the dhin-pani-pa-athena-pani-tushka. So we have to approach the real person that seen. Then you get the right.
This is like learning the truth by approaching a spiritual master. Inquire from whom to mysticism and render service unto him. The self-realized soul can impart knowledge unto you because he has seen the truth.
So, the person has seen the truth. It is not difficult. That's why if you are suffering from some disease, you have to go to a doctor who knows how to treat. It's something like this.
How do we know he's a good doctor? No. By his credentials?
No. That's also. Therefore, it is called Sadhu Shastra Guru Bhakta. Three things there for knowledge. Sadhu, simply called Shastra, and Guru. So, one statement you have to corroborate is other step. If you accept somebody as Guru, then you have to corroborate whether Shastra says that he is Guru. Or any saintly person says that he is Guru. This is the way. Similarly, when you take a spiritual, you have to know it from the spiritual master whether it is actually spiritual. Whether it is accepted by the saintly person. Sadhu? There is Sadhu also. Whether Guru says, yes, he is Sadhu. Whether Sadhu says, yes, he is Sadhu. There are three things. Sadhu, Shastra, Guru. So to accept one, you have to take the opinion of the other two. Just like he is a Guru, that is stated in the Shastra. Sotriyam Brahmanista, Shastra says. One must approach a Guru. Then he is the same person as his Guru. Then he also said that Sodriyam Brahmanistam is well versed in Vedas, knowledge of Vedas, and fully Krishna conscious. His Guru. Just like how do you know that here is a medical practice before going for treatment? Find out. How do you find out?
Some prayer, perhaps.
Anyway, you have to take the information. Similarly, Guru, according to Shastra, his Guru, he must be confirmed by Sadhu साधु भक्त को गुरु भक्त को दिया है गुरु गुरु बस ये साधु साधु मीन्स किसी क्षम कारणी पर श्रीदत्त भूता अकार सत्र साधव साधु भूषण Everything there is definition. Is Sadhu, Guru, what is Shastra? Everything there. You know it. What is avatar? That is my business. How to know? But there is. Everything there. Whatever I know it. Sadhu means good. Because in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna said, Abhiti Sudra Dharma Bhajate Mam Anandala Sadhu Yoga Samantanta. He is Sadhu, good. Anandala, without any diversion of attention, is completely engaged in my devotion. Even if he has got some minor defects, still, because he is completely surrendered and engaged in my service, he is a sadhu. So, this is the test of sadhu. Sadhu means you must be devoted. Sadhu does not mean having saffron collar and long beard and doing all nonsense. No. Sadhu means the first test is that he is unflinching. Without any deviation. Abhijeshudra, Bhajate Mam Ananna Bhav. Ananna Bhav, he does not know anything except the service of the Lord. That is the qualification. Similarly, in other places also, the definition of sadhu is there. Sadhu means physics of it. It is very tolerant. Because a sadhu has to face so many opposing elements. And sometimes very offensive. But he has to come physics of it. And at the same time, karunika, very merciful. The same man, he is torturing him. Torturing him. He is trying to convince him about Krishna. That means very merciful. He is not rejecting him. Although he is torturing him, but he is trying to convince him. Therefore, karunika. And he is not friend of any particular society of man. Srila Bhagavatana. He is very appalling entity. It doesn't matter whether he is Indian, American or black and white. No concerns. Or he is human being or animal. He is trying to help you. Friend, very sad. Ajata Sattrava. He does not create any enemy. Such these are the qualifications of sadhu. Sattva means the transcendental intelligence, not ordinary intelligence. That is sattva. Just like Bhagavad Gita is sattva. Vedanta Shanti. Or by chakra. Scripture means given by God or His authorized dependency. That is Shastra. Sadhu Shastra, Guru. And Guru means we completely devotee of Krishna without any material motive. This is Sadhu Shastra, Guru.
In the truth, in the Bhagavad Gita, it stated that in relation to that unless one performs the proper samskaras for the children, otherwise they will become depraved, they will not follow the regular principles, such they become unwanted population.
Yes, in material body, we have got so many of
these. For example, in the body of energy, if we perform the proper principles and raise
your concentration. You become Krishna conscious and train your children Krishna consciousness.
But there's always a chance that they may not as well.
But that chance is also to you also. Maya is always there. But our duty should be like that. You become Krishna conscious and lead your children to that standard. That's why we are sitting in Dallas. There is nothing extraordinary. The children are there. They are planning how to leave, how to ride. At the same time, riding out in the morning, attending morality, joining the sankirtan, playing mridanga, dancing, taking prasada. That's all. By such training, automatically they will be Krishna conscious. Then all your duties are complete. If you make him Krishna conscious, then he will be Krishna.
That would make a child Krishna conscious about believing themselves.
Huh? If you do not believe, if the father does not believe,
understand? If the father does not feel,
then yes. Well, everything is individual. Father is individual, the child is individual. There's a hidden opposite.
Yes, but can a father impose on the child is something which he does not believe is God?
No, Krishna consciousness is transcendental position. Once one gets a little touch with Krishna consciousness, then he will make progress. It's like the wheel in a fire. What is called? Pataka?
Firebrand.
Crack.
Firebrand.
The long wheel. It just said fire. And when it comes, it is there. You will hear, they can be fast. Then finally, you will come.
So the knowledge is absolute, it works with anyone. The knowledge is absolute, it works with anyone.
Even if he does not complete, whatever he has done, that is complete. Because it is spiritual, it is not material. In material world, suppose if you want to do something, you have to make the background. And while being the background, if you could not make further progress, then it is in. But spiritual world is not like that. From the very beginning, whatever you are doing, that is effort. That is your merit. It's nothing is lost. Sarvam abhyasta dharma svatrāyate varpura. It will little learn in spiritual consciousness that can save you from the greatest danger. A big man minister could accept such position of a benefit and leave. Bhogi bhavar samta dilavali kallu. So they got a better thing. They different the ocean of the gopi gets that. They're all thinking of the gopi's activity. Gopi bhavarasam dabhidavari kallola magnav maho bandhevu sanatana magnavidhu sri jiru. So unless one gets a better thing, he cannot give up the less important thing. So, unless one gets a better thing, better human, better level, they cannot give up this material engagement. Therefore, to get the better thing, it is advised the part of your hard labor you offer to Krishna. This is called karma yoga. You remain in your karma, but nirbandha Krishna sambandhi, detached with Krishna consciousness moment. And spend at least 50% for Krishna. Then gradually it comes. That's why the Goswami came. So this is the point. Otherwise, for Krishna consciousness, there is no need. Everything Krishna is supplied. Madhava Nirmal Puri installed a deity. Now, for months, years together, only festival was being. another good example is that if somebody is in business and if he spends for Krishna, that is a very good example for the Burmese. Because everyone is not going to stop there for me entirely. So, this is an example that you are engaged in material, now spend that gift. There is another preaching. Loko Sangha. This is called Loko Sangha. To collect ordinary man for Krishna purpose. Just like Janaprata, he was a king, but they sent the first.
Was Ramachandra's father?
No, Paranjana.
Father, no.
The great Mahajans, out of the 12, Janaprata is one. Sambhu, Narada, Sambhu, Kopita, Kumara, Manam. Janaka, Bhishma, Prahlada, Boli, Vyasati, Bhat. This 12. Brahma, Sambhu, Narada, Sambhu, God, Shiva, Sambhu, Narada, Sambhu, Kopil, Kapilde, Kumar, Chatisthan, Manu, Manu, then Jana, Bhishma, Prahlad, then Sukadeva Goswami, Bali Maharaj, and Jamara, but so these are 8 Mahajans. Out of that, Narada is Brahmacharya. Brahma is serious. Sambhu is here. Then, Kopila Brahmacharya, Kumara Brahmacharya. Then, Mano Griyastha, Janaraja Griyastha, Bhishma Brahmacharya. Then, Sukadeva Goswami Brahmacharya. Then, Bali Maharaj Griyastha, Yamaraja. So, there are Griyastha Brahmacharya. It doesn't matter. Everyone can become Mahajan by its example of service to Krishna. It doesn't matter. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also never said that one has to become Brahmacharya. No. He himself was given. So there is no difference. Sambhu, Narada, Sambhu, Kapila, Mahajan.
His argument in the newspaper by other people complaining against Painter's arguments. Not members of our, but other people, missionaries. Painter is a fool, this and that.
Oh, yeah, definitely. He's a fool.
How good we ended up there in times, letters to the editor.
And we have added a guardian fool that way.
But other people are also criticizing. They find other things in his arguments that are not. They say that he has to realize Bhagavad Gita before he can criticize him.
Yeah. He doesn't realize. He doesn't know anything. Okay. Yeah. Very interesting.
Is it here, this one?
Or
two?
Oh, here.
Pardon me.
right.
We've all been by there to tell you. No one descends here than the newspaper observer.
So, how much protests have been published in the paper?
Yeah, I'll bring the much.